Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doe.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and the Frederica Knights Coaches Show here sponsored by V Pizza. We're here every Wednesday night, every week of the 2024 season. This show brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the 1-0 Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Well, it was a good night. Like I said, our previous time we sat down, it looked like a different team from last year, mainly because it is a different team, but it's something that I spoke with Mr. McClain just a little while ago, is that it doesn't look like a team that has started over.
No. We got a pretty good core of kids that played some last year. Our juniors and seniors played a ton, and a lot of our sophomores this year played quite a bit too. They had to. And so we got a pretty good core. You know, we're young in spots, and we're still, I mean, we're very youthful. I think at Thursday at practice, our starting defense had 7 sophomores out there. So, you know, you're looking around and like, ooh. And you're in offense, 5 or 6 sophomores. And, you know, but they have some experience. And I feel like the more we play, the more experienced we're going to be, the better we play. We're going to get accustomed to game speed more and more. We got some guys, they already nervous. You know, we're going into game 2, and we got some guys that's going to have to play this week, and they're a little nervous, but they got to go in and play. You know, that's it. Everybody wants to play until you have to go play, and that's kind of the mantra at times. You want to be the man, you got to go out there and be the man. And so for us is, we got to overcome that youth, and we got to go play and just play hard. That's what I told the kids, just give great effort. You know, you're going to make some mistakes, but play hard and play fast and do the best you can.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And the fact that you pointed this out to me the other day as well, you know, that you had the whole sophomore on the defensive side of the ball at one point. And they weren't playing like second-year players. The defense was very strong with a couple of hiccups on the special team side of that. But, there was just a lot of good play. What kind of confidence does that give you that they're already playing this consistently this early in the season?
Well, we've last 3 games have played really good on defense, you know. We're excited about it. You know, and it's just going to get tougher from week in, week out. But just get out there and get more experience. Every time we take a snap, we get more experience. So that's the biggest thing, is for our guys to play fast on defense and play downhill and tackle well. You know, and when I say tackle well, I ain't talking about big hits. I'm talking about making the tackles, getting your head across, doing things, tracking the hill.
Oh, but there were plenty of big hits running.
Yeah. But, you know, we did a really good job of feeling that we're getting our run fits and minimizing running lanes. It looked like there was a couple times you could see it open and then it closed pretty quick. So I thought our guys did a good job of that. And, you know, we're playing fast, and that's what we have to do. So probably a little bit more of a challenge this week because of what we're going against offensively. But, you know, I think once we get going, we get to the game speed, we'll feel pretty good about it.
On the defensive side of the ball, I was calling Hayes Carter and Tucker McClain's name a lot on Friday night. Talk about the kind of contribution that they have and how they're jumping out pretty much from the get-go as leaders of this team.
Yeah, I mean, seniors, those two have been playing for 4 years, literally. Now, this is they're rolling right on in. And so they know what they're doing, and they're flying to the ball, and they're really good at what they do right now. They're working on their craft. I thought Tucker did a good job playing that, of staying low side to side, and Hayes running from, you know, and here's the thing. Tucker's keeping him off Hayes. Hayes running sideline, sideline. Or if they try to get to Hayes, Tucker's making tackle. And him, Will, Holder, all those guys up front. I thought our front three played really well. Our front seven was really, really solid. Our back guys, the secondary, did a really good job. I mean, they didn't hit nothing down the field on us. And I thought we did a pretty good job. We lost contain one time, and that was – we took a bad angle. One of the safeties did. If we don't do that, we probably stuff them right at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, it's all about angles, and we're going to get better at it as we play. And I thought those guys did a really good job. I thought our juniors and seniors did a good job. I thought the defense overall flew around again. The defense didn't give up a point. Special teams gave up all 12 points. So we got to fix that. But the defense, if you look at the first half against Brantley, we don't give up any points. We didn't give up any points against Bethesda, and we didn't give up any points against Savannah. So, you know, we're going to lean on the defense, and, you know, we're going to go play, and those guys do a really good job. But, you know, I'm excited for what we've been able to do, and we've just got to continue to get better at it and see our angles and fits and play our games that we do. And then Coach Gibson's done a really good job over there, you know. And we went through some expo markers this week, but, you know, we go in there and see if we can pencil whip each other. I have to ask a lot of questions, and he has to answer them. And then we sit there, and he throws papers in the floor, and then I throw papers in the floor, and then we pick them back up and we draw it again. But I thought, you know, the game plan, he does a good job with it. We just keep working, and we've got a good staff of guys that understand what we're trying to do. And, again, we got to maximize everything we got out of our kids, and I think our guys do a really good job of that, understanding our kids and what their abilities are. And that goes a long way as a coach's staff to figure all that out.
Real quick before we go to our first break, how well do you think this team is conditioned at this early point of the season?
Not bad. I think we're in pretty good shape. I think that those 3 days of missing right before Brantley really hurt us, and then having school that Friday. But overall, I think we're in pretty good shape. You know, we're going to find out, because that Friday night, I think West Nassau's got about 65 kids. We're going to have probably 28 dressed, and, you know, two of them are going to be kickers. So we're going to be going with 26. So you got to get ready to rock and roll.
I keep telling you, man, you got to put some shoulder pads and some tackling gear on Mary Ford. Anyway, more to come on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, and Advanced Rehabilitation. Which, of course, means it's time to talk about the health of the team. I know that you've got some... A couple of folks are going to miss the game for non-medical reasons this Friday night. Apart from that, how is the health of the team? Any injuries of concern? Anybody going to be out for medical reasons?
No, I think we're pretty healthy. Eli's about the only one right now that's still a little bit sore and gimpy a little bit with his hamstring. But other than that, we just got to watch him and take care of that. And I think Jack Trunnell on today, maybe tweak a little ankle there. He'll be all right. We'll rub a little dirt on it, put some tape on it, he'll be fine. But, you know, I think overall we're pretty healthy right now.
Yeah, hopefully that remains that way throughout, you know, the duration of the season. Because the injury bug, when you've had a squad this small, has never been your friend, historically speaking.
No, and, you know, you just got to, you know, you pray you keep everybody healthy and you go and you condition for it, you try to prepare for it. And the kids have done a really good job. They work really, really hard. You know, we show up at 7 o'clock every morning and lift weights before school and trying to take care of the body and do those things, you know, trying to keep working out so we don't – it's for injury prevention, and we've done a good job. Kids getting after it this morning and, you know, icing down. Mark does a good job keeping up with them, trying to make sure that we're taken care of. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is keeping everybody standing upright. And, you know, it's like I told the kids there the other day, once the season starts, you're never 100%. You're not going to feel great. You got to play through some stuff. You got to block some stuff out. You got to go out here and execute and play. This is the nature of the beast. Football's a lot like as you get older, you're never going to feel great every single day. But you just got to get up and get your job done and do it with a smile on your face and go out there and be the best you can. And that's what I told them. We've got to go out and play. We've got to play through that and be mentally tough. And, you know, we're getting there. Again, we're still a bunch of young pups, so they're getting a little bit better at it.
All right, so we covered the defense pretty well in the first inning. Let's talk about now how the offense did in the first game of the year. Stanton Beverly Breezy, I'm supposed to be referring to him as now. First game, the starting quarterback showed a excellent arm and knows how to run the ball as well.
Yeah, I thought he handled the offense really well. Got some things we got to get. We worked on this week, cleaning it up, finding the blitz. We didn't pick it up very well Friday night, but I thought Stanton did a really good job with the offense. Opportunities were given, and we seized the moment, and we put some points on the board, you know, and threw the ball. You know, we talked about it early in the season. Might not throw it a ton down the field, but we're going to hit you. We're going to lull you to sleep a couple times. We're going to find you out of position, and when we do, we got to complete it, and I felt like we did that really well Friday night. You know, we found them out of position a couple times. We hit them, and bingo, you know, we got two touchdowns right out of it. So it's going to be one of those things. As the season goes on, we're going to be nickel and dime with people, and we're going to find the spots, and then we're going to run the football. And I thought Stan did a really good job of that, running the option. I thought our spread stuff, Jordan did a good job carrying the ball as well. We just got to protect it. You know, we can't put it on the ground. I thought our kids did a pretty good job of that all night long. Let's protect the ball and either end it with a kick, kicking off, or a punt.
There you go. You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned Jordan Rollins right there. You know, a lot of hype with him coming over from across the river into Knights territory, and it seems like it's the real deal from if the first game is any indication.
Well, you know, it's not going to be 50 carries a night, you know, but for him, it's going to be, you know, he's got to hit it in certain spots. Hayes got, you know, did a good job. I thought Hayes, Jordan, I thought all the guys did. Jaden, the skill guys did a pretty good job Friday night of contributing in their areas, you know, downfield, catching the ball, running the ball. So with what we feel like we can do and things like that, we've got to get people going one way and get them looking and you know, and hopefully we can, you know, run some counters and things like that. I thought we had Savannah looking one way. We ran a lot of zone. We ran a lot of option, dive option one way, and then all of a sudden we would fake it and run a counter and Stanton hit it up inside a couple times. And so those are some of the things that we have to do, and we have to keep people off balance. And I think Coach Egan's done a pretty good job of it this week. He's got a lot of stuff that's keeping everybody off balance. We're gonna make you think we're coming hard one way all night long, and then we're going to go back a different direction at times. So, you know, that's just what we have to do, and people are going to have to play disciplined football with us, and that's what we have to do with everybody else, and so we're going to make them do that with us.
Okay, so it's been a while since you've had much of a vertical game on the field. Does this young crew remind you at all the early days of the Jalen, Jay Sean, Patrick Brunson kind of offense into that first championship?
We talked about that the other day. I think as time goes on, yeah, it will. The more we start to understand and get a feel for spacing on the field and things like that, I mean, we all, like you said, the younger version of that 2018 bunch, when they were freshmen and sophomores, yeah, they had the ability to stretch the field, but they were the same way as these guys. We had to tell them exactly where to be and when to get there. Now, by the time they got seniors, half the time I didn't even call the plays. Jalen was the E.R. Simpson, knew what he wanted to do, you know, and get up to the line. I think that's the way this bunch will be as they get older. But, you know, right now we're still getting the feel for it. I felt like today we've done some things that were a little bit more advanced offensively with reading keys and reading people. Stanton's doing a good job with that. So we're not just reading level one. We're reading some level two guys and level three guys now. And once you start doing that, you know, and this is just game two. So if we can start doing that by games four, five, and six, and we're reading multiple people, we're going to put some pressure on some people. And it's going to be a challenge for some folks down the road. But, you know, we're getting there. It's I try to tell the coaches all this time, you know, we got to just have some patience, keep working, and keep coaching, you know, and teach. I think that's one of the biggest things. We got to do a lot of teaching. And sometimes that's hard with our schedule because I know everybody's like, well, you're out there for 2 hours, 45 minutes, but yeah, we're teaching not only offense, but defense and special teams. And you're trying to get, you know, 10 minutes at NDD, 10 minutes at NDO. Then you're trying to do a blitz period. You're trying to get a run period in. And it's just, it's a lot on 30 kids and six coaches to be. It's a lot of moving parts. And I think our staff does a really good job with that. And our kids do a really good job with that. You know, like today, practice went over 7 minutes, you know, but I felt like we got a lot better the last two sessions in our team periods. So, you know, that's one of those things that we as coaches and the kids, you know, I talked about just the intensity and the pace. We have to have a good pace, and I thought that picked up the second part. But our kids are getting there. You know, they're still trying to learn all of it. And it's a learning curve. You know, we come in sometimes expecting people to understand what a three technique is, or this guy overhang, is this, you know, we start talking a different language and they look at us like, hey, coach, I just play Madden. I don't know none of this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of those things you have to do, and we have to be really good with it.
We'll be right back to the Frederican Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here at V Pizza. And this segment is brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. All right, so we talked a little bit about this during the break, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it out because I think it was a really good point to be made. Pound for pound, is this Frederica Knights team the smartest team in Glenn County?
I think they're pretty smart. They have to do a lot of things. Like I said, our guys have to play offense, defense, and special teams, and they're having to learn multiple positions on both sides. It's not a luxury for us to be able to just coach the defensive side or offensive side and our kids play one side of the ball. But, you know, our kids playing both sides of the ball, they have to understand both schemes. And, you know, it's not a And it's not like we go in and try to simplify it. We run complex schemes on both sides. There's a lot of verbiage. We're yelling a lot of things. And there's not a lot of, you know, we don't get a lot of time in between series to make an adjustment. And when we are making it, it's dead on the fly during a special teams play. And some of those kids are out there on special teams. So, you know, I think our kids do a really good job of that, along with, you know, having to come in at 7 a.m. in the morning and work out before we go. You know, we're not doing it during school. We work out as a team at 7 a.m., you know, and then they've got class all day, and then you got to go out there and be focused for 2 hours and 45 minutes. So it takes a little bit of something, you know, some discipline, you know, and dedication to do what our guys do, and I'm proud of how they go about their business daily.
I was going to say, getting this generation focused on anything more than 30 seconds worth of a TikTok is a challenge. Well, but no, seriously, I mean,
it is.
No insult meant or anything, just trying to be funny and failing miserably by the looks of it. Does it make the natural offensive players better to be on their craft, to be having to learn the defensive side, and vice versa, make the natural defensive players make them better at that by learning the offensive side?
I think if you look at our seniors are already shaking their head. Yeah, they start to understand what the other side's trying to do. We get a good understanding of it. And I think our kids, you know, playing both sides, are like, oh, well, he's trying to get this, I get this. He's trying to run, yeah, he's trying to do this. And so our kids understand what we're doing. I mean, probably like when I went to college at Maryville, my first year as a freshman in college, I'd been backup quarterback the whole spring or all fall camp, and then had to go play defense. You learn the other side, you know, and how they're, what they're thinking and what they're doing, and then you go back to the other side on offense. But my sophomore year did. So yes, these guys are having to learn it, and they get a better understanding of it, I think, of the game. And for these guys, it's truly a grind, you know. It really is. It's, I mean, there's no breaks. We take maybe 12 minutes worth of breaks at practice, and we're getting a shot of water, and we're going, you know, because we're on that clock. We got 2 hours and 45 minutes, and we're on the clock, and we're trying to get everything done. I'm trying to get them home, you know, get my practice done by 6:45 so they can get home by 7:15 and get their homework finished and get their body taken care of, get in the shower, get to bed, you know, and.
Or out to the coach's show on Wednesday.
Yeah, or at the coach's show. But for us, you know, it's a routine. And I think, like you said earlier, the kids that do this, football's a great sport because it teaches kids how to do these things, to be disciplined. You know, down the road, you know, you're not going to be able to just freelance, come and go as you please. You're going to have a job. You're going to have to be there, and you have to do it really well. And you're not going to want to do it certain days. It's like going to football practice when it's 95. You don't want to go out there and do it. There's days I'm walking down through there going, God, it's hot. It's going to be, you know. But at the same time, we go do it. We're going to do it the best of our ability, and our kids do that. I think they buy into that, and you know, it's our standard. I talk about that all the time at the post game and everything. But we have a standard, and we're going to live up to it every week.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now, plant our eyes firmly upon this upcoming Friday night. The Knights crossed that Georgia-Florida line for the first time in franchise history, heading down to Callahan to take on the West Nassau
Warriors.
Warriors, okay. Let's get that in there. Tell us a little bit about this team and what you've seen from the table and expect to be facing Friday night.
They're big. They're big up front offensively, defensively. I'd say their offensive line's somewhere around 260, 270 across the board. Their defensive line's probably going to run about 260, but their three nose guards they roll in are all about 300 pounds each, so they're going to roll them in 300, another guy will come in 300, and another guy will come in about 300. So Tucker, as you can see, he's over there. He's eating the double meal tonight. Get ready. But, you know, they're a good football team. They run the wing tee. They run the tight wing tee. They're going to be up inside. They do a really good job. And then on defense, they're going to give you a 3-3 stack. So I expect them to be blitzing and doing some things. And, you know, it's another challenge for us. It's a team that's got a roster of about 60 to 65 kids. You know, like I said, show up and they're going to rotate people in, keep people fresh, and we're going to play some kids, you know, and we're going to keep going. And I'd say they probably got I didn't count, but I think they got like 12 or 13 seniors and like 14 juniors on the team. So, you know, we're going to play a group that's pretty veteranish, and we just got to go down there and play. It's nothing that we're not used to here at Frederica. We get off the bus and play teams with 60 kids or more quite a few times during the season. So it's just something you have to get used to. And I think for us, I think for the coaches, we're pretty used to it. The younger guys are starting to grasp what's going on.
All right, quick side note. Is Tucker trying to pull off a Tate Ratledge mullet, or is that purposeful, or is it just, you know?
I don't know. He's got beautiful hair.
All right, that's
on him. He's always got beautiful hair. It's always flowing. It looks so good. I don't even know what to say about it. I've even thought about trying to grow mine out, but it's just all falling out. Tucker's looks really good.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, just making sure that I wasn't just, you know, seeing, you know, green things between the lines.
I really think it's a lineman thing. You look at Tucker's, and you look over at Fuller's got that flow, too, you know. Will Johnson's got a little flow. You know, Gavin's got some back there. And Hoder's got the flow, too. And Esai's not here either, but he's got that shag flow, too. It's all going. So, you know, they've all kind of got that look. So maybe it's just something the linemen do.
Yeah, it's a different breed from what I understand.
Hey, they work hard. I'll give them that. They do. And we have a good time. He's Pumbaa is what he is. We've got
Pumbaa.
Yeah,
that's Pumbaa. Right. Timon and Pumbaa.
Okay. You know, so it's a fun group of guys. We are the circle of life at football practice sometimes. Yeah.
All right. So the final 30 seconds of the show. What's the one thing, not three this time? What's the one thing's got to happen Friday night for us to bring it back to Georgia with a 2-0 record?
We have to get Wes Nassau in third down and long situations on offense and get off the field. If we can do that, I think we got a good chance, you know. But we're dealing with 14 through 18-year-old boys, so we'll see how we come out and respond.
Previously documented how unpredictable that is, duly noted.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're here at V Pizza every Wednesday night, 7:30. Come out and join us, and of course, be listening or coming out to the game. Kickoff 7:30 this Friday night versus West Nassau. Jeff Toke signing off once we get those last two magic words from Coach Derrick.
Go Knights.